I'm just going to share something quick that kind of got inspired by their singing in Psalm 33. Psalm 33, it starts off like this. Sing for joy in the Lord, O you righteous ones. Praise is becoming to the upright. Give thanks to the Lord with the lyre. Sing praises to him with the harp of 10 strings. Sing to him a new song. Play skillfully with a shout of joy. For the word of the Lord is upright, and all his work is done in faithfulness. He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the loving kindness of the Lord. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, and by the breath of his mouth all their host. He gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He lays up the deeps in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. For he spoke, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord nullifies the counsel of nations. He frustrates the plans of the peoples. The counsel of the Lord stands forever. The plans of his heart from generation to generation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. The Lord looks from heaven, and he sees the sons of men. From his dwelling place he looks out on all the inhabitants of the earth. He who fashioned the hearts of them all, he who understands all their works. The king is not saved by a mighty army. The warrior is not delivered by a great strength. A horse is a false hope for victory, nor does it deliver anyone by its great strength. I'll pause there because it brought up hope. Like it talks about the king thinking his army is what keeps him strong, and the warrior his strength, and the horse what brings you victory. But that's not what really brings us hope. What do you hope for Christmas? I mean, when you think about the things, I hear lots of people say, this is what I'm hoping for Christmas. You know, a flat screen TV or a new pair of pants or, you know, whatever it is that you're hoping might show up under the tree. And I think that our real hope, the hope, the true hope in the whole wide world is the salvation that we have in Christ. That's true hope. And that's what the hope means, that even when it looks like it's all over, we still have a reason. We still have something to keep us going. That's why the Bible says we can rejoice in our tribulations. When we're persecuted, when things aren't going good, we still have hope. We have a reason to keep going, to keep chugging along when things aren't going our way, when our health is bad, when our finances are bad, when things just are not looking good, we still have hope. God is working in our hard times to build our character, to build us up so we have hope, to build the hope in us. And Psalm 33, that continues at verse 20. Well, let me keep going. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, on those who hope for his loving kindness, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our heart rejoices in him because we trust in his holy name. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us, according as we have hoped in you. So our hope is in the Lord. Our true hope is in the Lord. For millions and millions of people, this Christmas season it's kind of sad, but it's nothing more than parties and gifts and decorations and time off work, which is nice, but you can do that for any reason. I mean, there's nothing extra special about that. For Christians, this time is our reminder that we have hope in Jesus Christ, that he was born, that he lived, and that before Jesus came, God seemed kind of distant. You know, he was God, and he feared God, and he was over the Lord, and he created. And he was a loving God, and a righteous God, and a good God, but there was still that disconnect because we were separated. There was, you know, in the temple that was set up, that the holier it got, the less people had access to it. And so there was a distance, and so only the high priest once a year could go into the presence of the Lord. And so worshipers wondered whether their sacrifices were acceptable. You know, is this going to be good enough? Is this going to please the Lord? And Christ means hope to everybody now, no matter who you are. Christ means hope to the person who's out of work, to the struggling single mother, to the dying believer, even if you're just kind of slogging your way through disappointments and tough times and difficulties. If you have Jesus, you have hope. And he's not a false hope. He's a real hope. He's something you can grab onto. He's not like a childish fairy tale that, you know, that like Santa Claus. He's not just a story. He's absolutely real. When Christ rose from the dead, it ended all the arguments over whether he was real or not, whether he was who he said he was. He came back from the dead, and so our hope in him is solid and real. So if you watch pro football and one team is crushing the other, the team that's losing doesn't give up. Have you noticed that? I mean, granted, they get paid millions of dollars to keep on going. But they play like they still have hope. They play like they want to win. They play their guts out. They give it their all. Of course, you know, they're getting paid anyway, whether they win or lose. So they could just kind of slack off and not really try that hard because they'll still get a paycheck. But they know that there are more games to play and more times that they're going to have to prove themselves and more deciding factors that are going to go into them keeping a job. And so they want to keep fighting for that prize and keep winning and keep shooting for that goal. Guess what, Christians? We're called to live with that same kind of purpose, with that same drive, with that same goal. Yeah, we have victory. We have victory already in Jesus Christ. He's done the work for us. But guess what? We keep battling because there's work for us to do. And we have the same sort of attitude that someone who gets paid millions of dollars to play football. A lot of Christians, they think, you know, I pray this prayer and my sins are forgiven. Now, you know, I just sit around and I wait. I'm going to get the big payoff in heaven. Regardless of what goes on, I go into heaven someday. But we're called to have a never give up attitude, a keep on hoping attitude. When the chips are down, when the points are against us, when things don't look good, we are called. There's more work to be done. So, you know, just because we're down in points or things aren't going our way or we're struggling or we're persecuted or we're, you know, our health is bad or our finances are bad, whatever's going wrong, people with real hope keep playing to win all the time, no matter what. No matter what. Hope gets the, you know, I don't know, I've never boxed, but I've heard boxers talk about it. When you get knocked out, I don't know if you've ever passed out, when you get knocked out, it's the struggle just to, maintain consciousness, much less drag yourself up off the floor. If somebody's battered your head in enough times to knock you down on the mat, the struggle that it takes just to stand up again and get back into the fight is amazing. Hope is what gets the boxer off the mat one more time. Hope is what gets the depressed person out of bed in the morning. Hope is it gets the jobless man dressed up in a suit to go out looking for a job. The hope is what keeps that... Hope keeps parents praying for their lost children for years. Hope keeps us going in spite of the odds, in spite of the difficulties. Real hope never gives up. It never backs down. It keeps us going when all the chips are down. I've got a video that I want to play for you. And go ahead and lower the screen if you want to get that started. Christmas is a renewal of our hope. I mean, we have the hope all the time, but in my mind, Christmas is a reminder, you know, as December starts to approach, I feel a little more energy, a little more something, because Christmas is a reminder that my hope is real and that my hope is alive. It reconfirms, you know, that the vision, if your vision has grown dim, if you've lost touch, that we have hope. And it was settled a long time ago when Jesus Christ was born and he lived his life and he died and he came back to life. Jesus is the fulfillment of our hope and our deepest longings come true. And Christmas is a reminder of that. I want to play this video to give you a little bit something different to think about for Christmas time.
Christmas, the holiday where everybody celebrates the gift of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the virgin birth, the manger, the wise men, Rudolph, Santa Claus, and Frosty the Snowman. Oh, what a glorious day. Wait. Christ was born in a lowly manger, not a shopping mall. Our lives are so filled with chaos that we've nearly missed the greatest gift of all time. And for what? Presents? Yard decorations? Tinsel? Hot chocolate? Rudolph and Santa Claus? Why do we prefer plastic over purpose? Stuff over sacrifice? Toys over truth? Are we overlooking Christ's birth only to celebrate the meaningless each year? Do we go through the motions of the season, year after year, routinely placing our wants over the needs of others? Are we on a collision course of forgetfulness, allowing the celebration to hide Christ once again? Last year, over $460 billion was spent on Christmas, while half the world had yet to hear of Christ's name. This year, let's make a difference. If we give just 1% of $460 billion, we could build more than 400,000 churches overseas, or supply clean water to everyone in India, Nepal, and Sri Lanka, or even give a Bible to every person around the world. This year, share Christ and change the world one gift at a time.
Did you guys like that video? Isn't that amazing? $460 billion spent for one Christmas, and 1% could put a Bible in the hands of every person on the planet. 1% of what we spend on Christmas. Isn't that wild to think about? And so what I was thinking is there's a lot of people in this world who have no hope. They have no hope because they have no Jesus. And on top of that, they've got no clean water. They've got no food. I mean, there's so many people, and Al deals with people right here in town who have no hope because they don't have the stuff that they need. So I'm praying that you'll change your attitudes about what Christmas is about. Well, some of you have the right attitudes for Christmas, but you'll think differently about how you practice Christmas, about what you do with your traditions, and where your money goes, and how you spend your time, and what you do. I don't want to support the just one ministry. I've got some catalogs. These people sent this video for free in this catalog that are sitting on the back. If you want to order stuff that gets sent out to the world, you can order goats and ministry tools and things like that to help people around the world. That's just one option. But there's so many things that you can do. You can help out people right here in local Rockford. You can send money to tons of organizations. You can help out people in your family that you know need to be helped out. But the point is that just giving money isn't going to fix them. The real hope is in Jesus Christ. And so you got to give that out. The real hope is in finding life, is in finding a reason for life, a reason to keep on going in spite of when the chips are down, in spite of when you don't have what you need. And so I want to end with Psalm 146. And that says, "Praise the Lord. Let all that I am praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God with my dying breath. Don't put your confidence in powerful people. There is no help for you there. When they breathe their last, they return to earth, and all their plans die with them. But joyful are those who have the God of Israel as their helper, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He made heaven and earth, the sea, and everything in them. He keeps every promise forever. He gives justice to the oppressed and food to the hungry. The Lord frees the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are weighed down. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the foreigners among us. He cares for the orphans and the widows, but he frustrates the plans of the wicked. The Lord will reign forever. He will be your God, O Jerusalem, through the generations. Praise the Lord." So my prayer is for all of us that this Christmas will be a time of real hope. In spite of what Christmas logistics are like, in spite of who you might be visiting or who might be visiting you, in spite of who you might not be able to visit because they're sick or they've passed on, in spite of the presents you might not be able to get or to give, in spite of the things that you might not be able to do because your health is not good, in spite of the lack of finances or the lack of whatever, in spite of the persecutions or the tribulations or the whatever, that you have real hope this Christmas because of the one thing that we can put our eternal hope in, the one thing that we can have hope in forever, and that's Jesus Christ and his salvation. And that hope can be shared with everybody we know. And that's what will make this Christmas a meaningful and good Christmas for anybody who's living. So share that hope and have that hope this Christmas. I pray that it's a real time of hope for you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you so much for the music this morning, for the chance to just sing songs about you and about how great you are and about how joyful it is that you came to earth and all the things that you've done for us, Lord. We thank you for the so many gifts that you give us and you bless us with. We thank you that, gosh, that we just have a chance to be part of such a prosperous place where we can share gifts and give so much, where it's just hard to think, $460 billion, what that is, that we spend so much on frivolity, and all we got to do is give 1% to change the world. And we have so much more to give than 1%. I pray that you would help us to see the real meaning behind what we do this year, Lord, the meaning behind the traditions we choose to follow, the meaning behind the giving that we choose to do. Lord, help us to serve you and help us to see the joy in this season because of our hope in you and to share that joy with others because others put their hope in you too. In your name we pray, Jesus. Amen.